cool tunes for your Thursday. And if you're just joining us, just tuning in, welcome to your Thursday morning. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. Live from the heart of Alito, it's your local station. And a special local interview lined up for you right now. I told you we were going to be heading off to school. School run on a Thursday, 8:30, maybe a little bit later than the usual school run, but it's kind of the school run in reverse because we've brought the school up the hill, and joining me in the studio right now, I'm really excited to lift the lid and to get to grips with what's been hot and happening at Ashton International College, Ballito. Big things happening at Ashton, and we've got a host of exciting folks in the studio with me this morning. Not one, not two, but three. The heads have gathered, and I'm getting to meet a couple of cool new faces, and so are you right now. Welcoming you to the microphone, on mic number one, I've got Mr. Neil Ascombe, the head of the senior college. And Neil, welcome to 88FM. Welcome to the morning show. How are you?
Morning, Mike. Thank you very much.
Great to have you with us, man.
It's great to be here.
Alongside you, you're in good company. We've got Mrs. Karen Brinkley, the deputy head of academics, fresh from Benoni, arriving on the North Coast. And Karen, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having us this morning.
Great to have you. Thanks for the coffee you guys brought. You read my mind, and you're just good people, obviously. Alongside you, Mrs. Angie Logan is also in the house, Deputy Head of Wellness and Inclusion. That's an interesting title. We're going to be getting to grips with that in a second. And how are you today, Angie?
I'm great. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Yay. Well, listen, I'm really excited to find out how all the heads fit together. So let's start off at the top. And Mr. Neil Ascombe, head of the senior college, a fresh arrival. There's a lot of new energy, a lot of good vibes. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background and your journey in education. Neil, where did it all begin for you?
Thanks, Mike. Well, my education journey started in a sleepy little town called Brits.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Yeah. In the Northwest Province.
Wow.
And a bit of a dust bowl, to be honest. And I had my first opportunity at a tiny little school in Brits to do a learnership.
Yeah.
They weren't called that then, but effectively that's what it was. And that's how it began.
So from the dusty, sleepy Brits, the bug was planted.
Absolutely.
The education bug.
Yes.
And obviously, a lot's happened between then and now. You're in the not-so-sleepy town of Ballito. I mean, a few years ago, it might have been a sleepy town.
Not.
It's definitely kind of the center of activity and excitement. Mm-hmm. What would you say has been your greatest contribution to the schools that that you've taught in and you've worked in throughout your career?
Right. Well, after Brits, I ended up in Benoni for my sins. At the time, I thought it would just be a stepping stone, and 25 years to get off that stone.
Wow.
And in my journey, I was a deputy principal at Christian Brothers College in Boksburg for a number of years.
Yes.
And moved through the ranks there. And eventually, I landed up at Ashton in Benoni.
Aha, you see.
And hence the connection.
For those that didn't know, of course, Ashton, not just being a cornerstone of education right here in Ballito, but originally as a starting in Benoni.
Absolutely.
And outside of education, what are your passions and hobbies? It's always nice to get to know the head as a person.
All right. So, for a long time, I flew aeroplanes and dropped skydivers.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
The Johannesburg Skydiving Club.
An extreme angle here. You didn't know this about the head.
Well, confession, I never actually jumped out of the plane myself.
No, you're far too sensible for that. I mean,
yeah. And I like to play the piano and music, and I enjoy a good game of squash. And
wow. So, the kind of a holistic approach to fun, really.
Absolutely. Yeah, brilliant. To balance.
And look, that's what Ashton's all about. So you bring that to the fore, and you're in good company. You've got a great team supporting you and surrounding you. And let's segue into the lady sitting next to you, Mrs. Karen Brinkley, straight out of Benoni, deputy head of academics. And Karen, as you mentioned, you've recently arrived as well on the KZN North Coast. How do you feel about settling into the warmer Ballito climate coming from Benoni?
I'm very excited to be here. I've been here for a total of 6 days.
Six days? Are you really fresh, hey?
I'm fresh out of Benoni. I'm very excited to be here. It has been so welcoming. I'm very excited to start my journey in Bellito.
That's awesome. And obviously, you're not new to the Ashton group of schools, the Ashton family either. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your journey in education?
I've been part of the Ashton family for the past 18 years in Benoni.
Wow.
I have been teaching geography as the head of department. I've been mentoring prefects. I've been running all the examinations, Cambridge, IEB. And I'd like to bring all that wealth of knowledge to Bellito.
That's fantastic. So Neil, did you have anything to do with this move?
Well, no. Karen and I worked together at Ashton in Benoni. I think it's been 6 years, Karen?
Yes.
Right. And so we've known each other. And it was actually we both took on these posts without knowing that the other one was taking on the posts at first.
It was meant to be, you see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. And Karen, looking at your top priorities with your portfolio, being deputy head of academics, what are your aims for this new position at Ashton Bellito as deputy head of academics?
I think I'd like to just continue that absolute excellence, academic excellence that Ashton offers. So I'd like to build on that, the commitment, the dedication to academic excellence, bring a sense of calm, stability,
yeah,
and just continue to grow academics at Ashton College.
Now, there's something I wanted to ask you about. It's this concept that I've recently heard that Ashton College boasts, two worlds in one, where I believe students can write an IEB or a Cambridge matric, which seems like really special. And Ashton Bellito also, from what I've heard, the only external Cambridge examination center on the North Coast, which is a real coup. How does this benefit students from your perspective?
This opens up doors for our students. It provides them with a world of opportunities. They get to tailor make their own choices. They get to choose what curriculum they want to follow. It opens up doors for them internationally, locally. Really, really get to tailor make their own choices.
That's incredible. And as a parent, sending your kid off to school, I mean, that's what you really want to do. You want to give them options, right? You want to give them as many possibilities as possible.
Ashton offers such a variety. We have got such a variety of electives. We're currently busy building the workshop at Ashton, which is a very exciting new civil technology offering that we're offering part of EGD.
Wow.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building that we're busy with. So there are a wealth of opportunities, opening doors for students everywhere.
And there's this other slogan that I wanted to run past you. Ashton uses a slogan, uniquely different. From what I've heard, this refers to the IEB as well as the Cambridge curriculum. How does this work practically in a school?
It's very efficient. Again, it goes back to that opportunity for children to choose. They have the right to choose. They can tailor make their options. So they either will follow from grade 9, Cambridge, or they will follow IEB. They make those decisions, and it opens up doors.
Magic. And obviously, there's plenty of guidance in helping them make those decisions. Maybe Angie, this is a good time for us to bring you in as the deputy head of wellness and inclusion, which is an interesting title. What does the head of wellness and inclusion for the senior college entail?
Well, I'm so lucky, Mike, to work at an institution that believes in wellness and the importance of wellness. I think what we've been through over the last few years, I think we can all agree, has been such difficult times, and there's no real rule book for the way to navigate through those times. So it's so wonderful, because this is a new role as well, and it's so wonderful that Ashton recognizes the need for wellness amongst the staff, amongst the students, and just a way to support them and guide them through this difficult time that we've coming out of.
I think it's incredibly progressive and really exciting space for you to be in. How do you involve the broader school staff towards achieving your wellness and inclusion goals? Obviously, it's got to be a kind of integrated team effort, right?
It is. It's very much an integrated effort, and I think everybody recognizes the need for it. So everybody's on board, and everybody just wants, it's all about supporting the students and making sure that every student is seen and every student is heard and everyone feels valued. So students and staff alike, everybody just wants to feel valued and noticed for what they're doing and the person they are. So it's just really important that we are seen to be embracing that as well.
Absolutely. And clearly, you're a special person, having been tapped for this new role. And what do you feel are your major strengths in terms of fulfilling this task, wellness and inclusion role, as a deputy head yourself?
Well, it started, I think, with me. I'm originally the drama teacher.
Okay.
So spending that time with the students on such a different level of teaching as well. I mean, every subject is so special, but with drama, it's quite an emotional subject, and they navigating their way through different characters and different topics, and through spending so much time with the students in that way, I think I really was able to relate to them. So I think what I bring to this role is my empathy with the students and being able to relate to them on all sorts of levels, just to make sure that I make them feel special.
Brilliant. And I'm sure you do the same for your new arrivals as well, Mr. Askham and Mrs. Brinkley. Do you feel like you've been integrated and made to feel well and included, Neil?
Absolutely. The complement of staff we have in a senior college, they are just superb in every conceivable way. That's been a marvelous spot to land in.
It's got to be incredibly exciting. I mean, the school has really blossomed over the years. It's an incredibly exciting phase of growth at the moment. All of this new energy, all of these exciting new developments bubbling up right across all the different phases. And I think you're going to be in for a really exciting journey ahead for the rest of this year, next year, and whatever comes afterwards. For those that are looking for an exciting educational space to give their kids fantastic options for the future, what is the smartest way to get in touch with Ashton Bleeto? I mean, I'm looking at, obviously, the website, I would imagine, is the best, ashtonbleeto.co.za. From there, all the contact information should be at your fingertips, and you could book a tour and get in touch with the team on the admissions side of things. Yes. Would that be right?
Absolutely. Just contact Charmin Hyney, and she will take you through the steps and give you a walk around if you need one.
Brilliant.
If you'd like one. And we're open to visitors at any time. And we love to show off what we're all about.
Brilliant. Well, look, I owe you a cup of coffee, so I'm gonna be back down down your neck of the woods on campus shortly. And in the meantime, if you're catching the tail end of this interview, we've been getting to grips with the exciting new arrivals at Ashton International College, Bleeto, introducing you to not one, not two, but three of the senior college heads. Mr. Neil Askham, the new head of the senior college. Welcome, Neil. Mrs. Karen Brinkley, Deputy Head of Academics, and Mrs. Angie Logan, Deputy Head of Wellness and Inclusion. It's been really cool catching up with all three of you, and wishing you a really exciting spring. Now that spring has sprung, September is here, and I know we're going to be touching base and having another chat on air really soon, now that we're friends, you see, because that's the way it is. And stay tuned to 88FM, folks, bringing you back to the music. After introducing you to the heads, here's a local legend, Jeremy Loops, giving you a head start. That's exactly what Ashton Bleeto is all about.
When I grow up, I wanna be young. Heard you got love, can I get some? Hook me up a fresh start. I wish I could say, I wish I could warn myself before I was born. Get myself a head start.